It's been a while since the chicken's made an appearance.
The chicken? The chicken has never been on the art wall. Hi, everybody. I'm Jim.
I'm Ryan.
And this is the Concept Crucible Podcast.
And guess what year it is now? It's 2016!
It's 2016.
That's my happy dance, so I'm sitting down.
To listeners, Ryan is making a happy dance. It looks like this.
You might even be able to hear the chairs going on.
As a listener, I'm sure you found that extraordinarily illuminating.
But yeah, Happy New Year. Hopefully everybody had a safe and happy holiday season. And
I can tell you we're going to bar because you put the word safe first.
Yeah, I always make sure people are safe. Maybe not always, but within a fairly decent confidence interval, people are safe at the bar. But yeah, hopefully you survived, and if memory serves correct, we intend on uploading this like basically the first day back to work after the holidays.
You know it.
So hopefully you are able to return to work in one piece, and that you are not procrastinating too much from your job. But if you are, at least you're listening to the podcast, because what better way to kick off a new work year with
2016 procrastination tools.
Podcasting.
Oh, there's a great podcast in that. The sequel to our procrastination podcast is our tools for procrastination podcast.
Yeah.
What are the best ways to procrastinate if you have the internet or if you don't?
Yeah.
But today is not about procrastination. Today is about challenges.
Yeah, and to a certain degree, self-improvement. I mean, the challenges we chose for ourselves this year do kind of help to really improve ourselves. But I mean, I imagine there are other challenges you could do and to improve the lives of others or the environment or
totally
other things. But no, we chose to be selfish. We're going to try to improve ourselves.
I just, when I look at my environment, I'm the thing that requires the most improvement.
I think you're a little too hard on yourself, Jim.
Always. But no, so we are going to undertake each a year-long challenge.
Yeah.
And we are going to stick to it, and we are going to check back in on it, and we are going to make weekly stuff about it in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage you to also force us to stick to it and to heckle us if we don't.
That's true. I mean, so my challenge is not fitness related this year, but I do find with working out over the last year and a bit that public sphere accountability really helps to keep you in line. So when you get other people involved on, you know, either cheering you on or I haven't had a lot of people calling me out when I'm absent from posting about going to the gym or whatever. I get a lot of affirmation, but...
So if you follow Ryan's Twitter, which we'll, of course, put in the show notes,
mm-hmm.
you can see his accountability tweets as he goes to the gym and leaves it through If This Then That, right?
Yeah, I have it set up automatically.
Or if he drives past the gym.
No, if I have to drive past the gym, and if there are any law enforcement agents watching this, please disregard this, but I will super quickly turn my phone onto airplane mode, drive past the gym, and then either immediately put it back on, or I'll wait until I get to my destination before doing it. But if I realize that I'm going to be geographically close to the gym, so that the geotag will trigger, I will shut off my phone's ability to speak to the network so that it does not do that.
Does your gym have Wi-Fi?
No. Well, it might, but the problem is I leave my phone in my locker. So please don't steal my phone if you go to my locker, but...
you know exactly where Ryan's in this. Please don't steal his phone, but yeah. I will show you a cool trick when we're done the podcast.
Yeah, I'm not a good person I'm not the kind of person who brings my phone up into the workout area. For me, it's I have an iPod and a pen and paper kind of deal. So no phone, no nothing to distract me.
Ooh.
So if you follow along with my accountability tweets, they're automatically generated, and I think I've reduced all of the false positives out of it. It very rarely now will trigger when I'm not actually at the gym.
But yeah, so I mean, the external accountability is really cool.
Yeah.
And so we are going to undertake challenges. Ryan, you are not doing a fitness challenge.
No.
I am doing a fitness challenge.
I mean, I'm still going to be doing the fitness stuff on my own.
Yes, but it is not your official challenge.
No, I want it to go something a little different.
So your official challenge is going to be a drawing challenge.
Right. So if anybody who knows me, I used to draw a lot as a kid. Now, granted, it was comic book related, and then at one point I got really heavily into Dragon Ball Z. So it was largely just pictures that were inspired heavily by Akira Toriyama's artwork style. And then once I got to university, I kept it a little bit in first year, and then I drew sporadically doodles and stuff in my notes and whatnot through university, but I've largely dropped making, like, artwork, visual artwork, with, like, just a few blips here and there where I happen to pull a sketchbook out of, you know, off my shelf or something, and I'll doodle something in it. But I haven't really made a concerted effort the way I did when I was a teenager. So
we're going to talk more about the challenges, but first, our icebreaker.
Yeah.
First icebreaker of 2016. First everything of 2016, really.
Yeah. I mean,
when you get down to it. So what is your secret challenge? What is your hidden challenge? When you complete a year of your as-yet-to-be-specified drawing challenge,
yep.
What is the greater challenge that will serve?
So I think it's largely an offshoot or extension of why I wanted to make the podcast in the first place. And that was, I spend a lot of time consuming stuff, not just food for obvious reasons, but I mean, like, digital content, for example. Mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time consuming that. Vlogs, podcasts, YouTube videos, online media critics and such. And I find that it takes away from any kind of creative element that I have. And so what I'm hoping to do in this challenge is to force myself, much in the same way of forcing myself to go to the gym, force myself on a daily basis to create something, even if it's small, and I'll explain what I'm doing in a minute, but even if it's just a really quick thing, I want to make 366, and it's 366 this year because it's a leap year.
Oh yeah!
So we have to factor that. Maybe I'll do 365, and I'll have one cheat day for an entire year. But
no cheat days.
No cheat. Okay. So so at the end of the year, hopefully I'll have 366 new things, and so that's what I'm aiming towards. It is going to be something that produces, gets me to kind of creatively flex a muscle that I haven't done in a while, and it'll give me something at the end of the year that I'll have something tangible, digital, tangible, you know, like it'll be in both forms, that I can look back on, reflect on, and it'll be something that I made. So I think that's what this challenge is ultimately getting at. The latent element of my challenge is
sure,
about
enough.
That. But what about you, Jim?
So mine is a fitness challenge, and part of that is I haven't been focusing on my fitness enough lately, and I find that that starts to drastically affect other parts of my life. We talked about it briefly in the exercise podcast about some of the issues I have around body image and stuff like that, but it's also that it helps me establish my routine. It's one of those things where I will forget that I like stuff a lot. It is a sort of an issue that I am working through. And when I forget that I like doing stuff, whether that's cooking or, you know, playing guitar or editing videos, I stop doing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't stop wanting to do it. I just stop doing it. And so having something where I have to do this thing that I like, which is exercise, which is a lot of fun, even though it is basically, I mean, human torture.
Mm-hmm.
And having the extra sort of push for that. So ideally, my commitment to the podcast, which has been unfailing, will drive me forward and help me recommit to that and establish not just recommit to fitness, but establish a better routine and become a more high functioning human being. Because that is a thing I am definitely working on. And I am improving at it, but focusing on my fitness will help me do that. And it will help me feel more like I am putting myself in control. And that is a thing that I need at the moment. So it is not just in the interests of being more fit, but in the interests of general self-care. So what are the details of your challenge? What are you actually going to do?
Yeah,
rubber hits the road.
So, since I've already mostly spilled the beans, it is a drawing challenge. And actually, Jim, you were the one who suggested it. You had a really good coining of the title of it. And it's basically going to be a doodle a day for 2016. So my goal is... some sort of drawing, sketch. Like, I'm not gonna invest a lot of time in doing high quality finished products. It's gonna be a little bit more. I mean, towards the end, I might try to be a little bit more ambitious and do significantly like finished and quality drawings. But for the most part, it's gonna be I'm gonna try to start off simple with simple sketches, simple doodles. I'm not going to stick to a rigid 7-day, like when we were planning these out at dinner, we were writing out some possible things like sketch Sunday or shading Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't have the notes in front of me, but we came up with some really nice alliteration based themes.
Alliteration is basically the best way to do anything, I find.
Like sometimes the most challenging part is the alliteration itself. You have an idea that you want to capture, but god damn it, you can't do it with, you know, W's and whatnot. But I'll probably tag them sometimes with those, but I don't think I'll limit it to just 7 themes that I'll do over and over.
That makes a lot of sense.
And I don't have a specific end goal that I want to get better at, say, life drawings, or I want to get better at caricatures, or I want to get better at drawing objects or whatever. I think it's just I'm going to try to set up a couple topics ahead of time so that I have something in mind when I go to sit down. Because anybody who's ever tried to draw, that it's the same as writer's block. You'll have a blank page, which is on one level magical because you have an entire page that you can create on, and then you have the pencil, and then you have this entire responsibility of trying to come up with something worth putting onto the page.
Yep.
And so I'll try to have some topics, themes picked out. Maybe I'll put them in a jar or something and pull it out and pick it out that way. So I will do a doodle a day. I have pencil crayons and such, so I might try to do different things like that. And the way I will track it, and so I have a notebook or a sketchbook that I'll be doing it in, and then I've set up a Tumblr page where I will either take photos or I'll scan them. I'll probably take photos because I don't have a scanner at home, so I'll take photos and upload them that way, and then when we come together for our check-ins, maybe I'll scan higher quality images, and then we can intersperse them in the page, or I'll upload them to Instagram or something like that.
So, we can do that.
Yeah, I haven't quite worked out that level of execution, but so those are my plans, and I will put a link in the show notes to the Tumblr, because off the top of my head, I don't know what the URL is. I set it up like 2 weeks ago, and I haven't looked at it since.
Well, I mean, by the time you're listening to this,
yeah,
Ryan will have looked at it at least 3 times.
No, it's true. It's true. But as of filming, I set up the Tumblr page, which in and of itself was kind of weird because it was ridiculously simple, and then I had no idea how to navigate the dashboard to get to my page. I saw the suggested pages going down the thing, but I didn't know how to navigate to my individual page.
At some point, I will teach Ryan how to use Tumblr.
I just always thought it was for high school kids and people who
like Harry Potter.
Yeah, people like Harry Potter and fandoms and reblogging and stuff.
That's why it's for you.
Yeah, so
Tumblr is for everybody.
So you will be able to track it on Tumblr. I will probably put some of it up on my personal Instagram. I imagine we'll maybe put some of the better ones, maybe the best of the week, up on the website.
Yeah, totally.
A few other things. We'll figure it out, but that's what it is. So the biggest system thing that I have to do is I have to carve out anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes, because again, I don't want these to be super labor intensive to start. I just want them to be fast and loose so that I can get something on page. You know, it's the embodiment of perfect is the enemy of done kind of deal. Yeah. Right? It doesn't have to be good. It just has to be good enough for me to get something down. So I'll carve out 10 to 30 minutes a day, take a photo, upload it, and it'll be there. And then do that for 366 days.
366, yeah.
So that's what I'm doing.
I do not have a daily challenge. I opted out of the daily challenge. Also, while I would like to do some fitness-related stuff every day, you know, whether that's dancing or swimming or whatever, I don't want that. I don't want it to be that intensive. Instead, I wanted to set some goals, and the goals that you had suggested, while noble, were very, very fitness bro-y. Of deadlifting, squatting, and I forget what the last... bench pressing.
Well, I mean, to be fair, and I mentioned this a little bit in the pre-show, is right now I am just barely transitioning from beginner to intermediate.
I don't object to any of those goals, but they are not for me.
Yeah.
So I think I was talking to Drew, who we did the Weird Chops podcast with. And about, because he just hit a bunch of major fitness milestones, and he's now fully running around on his stilt rig. You can see pictures on his Facebook page, which I'll put in the show notes because they're amazing. And he said, yeah, I don't really care about what I bench press. I need to be able to lift my youngest child. That's it. And I thought, oh, that's clever. So what I am going to do is attempt to plank for as long as possible, and by the end of the year, I am going to do a freestanding handstand. Or at the very least, I am going to fail hilariously and spectacularly at doing a freestanding handstand. So we'll see how that bit goes. But, I mean, the planking will help with that, because it'll build up my strength. And that was sort of the idea. But just being able to plank longer means having stronger sort of arms and core, and it is generally good for me. So that is my goal. I will track it in something vastly less interesting than a Tumblr, but in a spreadsheet, which will translate to some graphs that you can see on the page, which is at conceptcrucible.com. So, until I find a more interesting and funny way of tracking it, that's where that's going to go.
I still say we should do some sort of... I mean, it's just going to be a fairly static shot of you, but put a whole bunch of different times of you doing it cut together with the Benny Hill theme.
There's also going to be planking videos and workout vlogs and stuff like that, but the actual... those are bonus fun.
Oh, okay.
The actual terms of the challenge and the times will be tracked in the graphs so that I can go and see them, so I can see sort of where they're at. And one of the things that's going to mean is also privately, I am going to do things like track food consumption and things like that, because if I'm in better control of my sort of dietary requirements and things like that, then I will be in a better position to do things like a handstand. So yeah, fat guy handstand coming in 2017. That's what's gonna happen. 100% gonna get there, probably. So we've got these challenges,
yeah,
and we've spelled out what they're gonna be.
Yeah.
But everybody makes resolutions on New Year's. Actually, we did a podcast in 2015, last year, about resolutions. So we are among those people who make resolutions in New Year's. And almost nobody keeps their resolutions.
Yeah.
I mean, the resolutions are made to be broken.
Yeah, an entire fitness industry is predicated on that.
Yeah.
And anybody who goes to the gym hates the first 2 to 3 weeks after those milestones, like New Year's and then September. And there's a couple in the middle there where suddenly all these people are there that you've never seen before taking up your equipment. And I hate to say that out loud, but it's true. and it really slows things down a little bit. And like, I always fight with that, you know, like the idea of mentally I'm shaming somebody in my head. Like, I saw this guy, just, I have to tell this story because, like, it's nothing to do with the guy per se, but I found it really weird that he was curling a 20-pound bar while wearing a weightlifting belt.
I don't know what weightlifting belts are for.
They largely help to support your core when you're lifting really heavy weight.
Okay.
And so, like, this was a guy, I mean, like, he was thin but not muscular. So, like, he was working out probably to bulk up. And, you know, I always say he was a kid. Like, he was significantly smaller than me, and I
most
assumed,
human beings.
Yeah, but I also assumed he was younger than me. But I found it really weird that the bar that he was curling was probably no more than 20 pounds, and he was wearing a lifter belt. So, like, it's anything that helps to keep your spine straight so, like, you don't curve.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you use it for deadlifting. You can use it also to suck everything in for support when you're doing things like bench presses and squats and stuff. But
sure.
I didn't see the need, or I didn't understand the need to have to wear this when you're only curling.
Build good form?
Maybe, but I think you should build good form before you get to that point. So
I don't know anything about weightlifting.
I don't know a lot about weightlifting either. It was the weirdest thing to see at the gym. So, like, I mean, you know what? The fact that he was there was good enough. Like, it was just kind of goofy to see, like, you know.
Speaking of you, let me tell you about goofy things at the gym, Ryan. In the next year, you're going to see a whole bunch of them, because nobody looks goofier at the gym than me. But I will, of course, be working out in the privacy of my own, vault. Like, the most private that I can get.
I took a tour of it. It's pretty private. No windows.
Pretty vaulty.
Yeah, there's...
Yeah, so what makes these different? What makes challenges different from resolutions? I think part of it has to do with both of these leverage our commitment to the podcast.
Yeah.
Here's this thing that we already do, and part of it, a lot of it sort of addresses that notion that we are going to make stuff out of it, and we want to make stuff out of it. And that is the fun part of it.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I am not looking forward to a 3-minute plank.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking forward to attempting to explain Descartes while videotaping a 3-minute plank.
Yeah, that should be your spin-off podcast.
I'm going to die.
The history of philosophy, one plank at a time. The history of philosophy in planks, because, like, you can have your logo look like a bunch of, like, pirate deck planks or whatever.
Oh, or we can just get you there with like an iPad, like a teleprompter, and I can just read philosophy texts or famous texts.
Yeah.
While planking, that seems like a good time.
There's so many ways to do this.
I am going to kill myself doing it, but I will enjoy it.
I think one of the other things that I just thought of this now, the difference between what we're doing in a resolution. Resolutions tend to be behavior driven and changing yourself. What we're doing as a challenge just seems more like for the sake of, like, doing it to say that I've done it. Like, I don't necessarily think, I mean, you're probably going to continue doing planks if you continue to work out, because it's just part of a workout.
Yes.
Thing, but it'd be no different for me, like, me thinking, like, I'm you could say, like, I resolved to climb a mountain, but large parts, like, I challenged myself to climb this mountain because once I'm on the other side of it, you know, it's something that I did, right?
Yeah.
I think there's something there that's the difference. Like, I'm not trying to resolve to be a better artist. I'm just challenging myself to produce content every day in the form of artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And so that might be the other difference, too, is this is behavior-driven as an outcome, but the outcome is largely just something to do so that we can check it off the list. But I guess there's... I don't know. How's that different than, like, stopping smoking?
Or, well, I think part of it is that the challenge ends in 2017.
I suppose that's true. It's,
so
it's kind of
you will not, presumably, unless you enjoy it immensely, you will not continue drawing every day.
Yeah.
After 2017.
No, that's fair.
I will likely, because I will continue working out, I will continue having plank times and presumably doing handstands.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't be posting them or necessarily doing a lot of content based around that, and so, like, there are definitely differences.
Yeah.
And I think the big one is that challenges end. There's a sense of finality. It's not, a resolution is often a thing that you're going to have to do for the rest of your life, whereas you can count down the days on your calendar for how many drawings you have left to do.
Yes, it's a predefined end. Resolutions end as well, but usually it's not something that you consciously decide.
You're like, I'm going to stop smoking for a year.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess those are some of the things, some of the elements that separate this out. You know, it's got a predetermined end. It's intentionally trying to achieve something.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, we're leveraging something beyond ourselves. In this case, leveraging the podcast to keep each other accountable and to make the podcast more interesting with new content. Or at least that's the plan.
I mean, I'm already sort of going, what's the 2017 challenge going to be? But at the same time, I feel like maybe we need to get through this one first.
Yeah, or at least the first 6 months.
Yeah, we'll do a check-in podcast, and you can find our content in the show notes.
Yeah.
But with that in mind, what does failure look like? I mean, with a challenge that has specific endings and specific victory conditions, one of the other things that's worthwhile to establish is failure conditions.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I can go first on this one.
Okay.
I fail if I quit.
Mm-hmm.
Not miss a day. Miss a day is a thing that happens. You know, life has a way of interfering with that kind of stuff. But I remember, so the last challenge that we both did was NaNoWriMo, and we both failed. I got about 9,000 words in, and then Desert Bus hit. And I just sort of quit.
Yeah.
And I don't feel terrible about that. I had a lot of other stuff going on that month. But I understand what it feels like when I quit. And I know the difference between stopping or like failing, like missing a day, and quitting.
Mm-hmm.
Quitting often involves words like taking a break or, you know. Because, I mean, the thing is that if you with exercises, if you want to take it easy, you can. But taking it easy is not the same thing as not exercising. It just means not sort of pushing yourself as hard as you were.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean necessarily skipping workouts or skipping sessions. It just means pacing yourself and understanding where your limits currently are. And that is a thing that I am attempting to be mindful of, rather than going, oh no, I'll make it up tomorrow, which is bad. And again, I will recognize when I have quit, and that will be a bad feeling. But then I will have to start again because I got to get this thing done.
Mm.
But I will still recognize it as a failure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you come back to me in May and are like, Jim, I've been looking at your spreadsheet and haven't seen any updates for the past 3 weeks, I'll be like, fuck. But that's failure for me. Like, failure for me is distinctly like when I give myself permission to cheat in that kind of way. How about you?
So broadly speaking, I will fail if I do not have 366 drawings at the end. Specifically, and this is something that maybe we can negotiate and determine a little bit afterwards if we want to get a little bit of audience participation in, is whether or not I fail if I don't post actively every day. So because I know that I'm human and it's really difficult for present Ryan to know everything that's going to be going on with future Ryan.
Yeah, future Ryan's got stuff to do.
Yeah, so whether or not I will be given the permission to say either draw stuff ahead of time. So it's okay. The spirit of it is that I post every day. The execution of it might look a little different. It might be that I have to draw a couple days
ahead. Yeah, the execution of it is 366 drawings.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Yeah, so whether or not I'm allowed
to... Can't believe we picked a leap year for this.
Yeah, it just was accidental.
couldn't have done this last year.
Yeah, I mean, I can potentially fail if I decide or if we decide that I have to stick to the spirit of posting once a day. But there's also the I could foresee cases where I would not be able to post.
Things that will happen after this show, Jim will teach Ryan how to schedule Tumblr posts.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking more like it just like I'm not ahead of the game and I go 1 or 2 days. So like, yeah. I suppose we could say.
So you'll make up drawings.
Yeah, I might have to post like 2 or 3. I think maybe we should put a limit on there. Like, I can't miss more than, say, I can't go 3 days without a post. Otherwise, that's considered a fail. Now, the other thing is, if I fail, I should still continue to do the challenge. Yeah, like, I shouldn't stop.
Failure is not a stopping point. Failure is an opportunity to start again.
Yeah, but I just might have to admit that I did not get the original, like, gold. Yeah. The gold level of, you know, 366. I might hit the bronze level kind of deal.
Yeah.
So that's what I think failure would be, is if I do not have 366 drawings.
Nice. I like it.
But I mean, again, like, and it's the same with working out and stuff, is you have setting up a system to in order to help yourself succeed. You can't just rely on I will always have the will and motivation to get up and do it. So, like, get up and go work out or get up and draw. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be a lot easier to fail if we don't, say, carve out a particular time or learn to negotiate on the fly of I can't do this today, I have to do it tomorrow, but I have to do it tomorrow. So, like, for you working out would be that way. It's like, today I do not have time to work out. No matter how I carve out my day, I do not have the 1 hour it takes to work out. So yeah. I have to go tomorrow, non-negotiable, or something like that. So, or in my case, you know, like, if I don't go to sleep until I draw something, you know, that's without having the systems in place is really that's where you set yourself up for failure. Doing it on motivation alone.
Yeah.
You know, man. Well, I wish I would have written down the quote of like, inspiration finds you when you're practicing. Isn't it Picasso said something like that? Like, good luck finds you, or fortune finds you when you're.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
it'll be in the show notes.
But yeah, it's,
as with all things that we can't remember during the show.
No, well, but anyways, the gist of it is that inspiration, whatever, will find you as you're grinding out the hard work. Yep. You know, so
you can follow these challenges. There will be links on conceptcrucible.com.
Yep.
There will also be links in the show notes.
Yep.
Which are down below if you are. Either or, actually, unless you were listening on iTunes, in which case you will have to go to ConceptCrucible.com to see them. And you can post in the comments with your challenges if you are also undertaking a thing, because we would like to follow your thing.
Yeah, we love following whenever people...
We're thing follow nerds.
We are. So if you are doing something, let us know so that we can cheer you on, and also maybe brag about all the cool things that you're doing. So,
but, yes... And to get more updates of the podcast, you can subscribe on iTunes using the link in the show notes. Mm-hmm. You can find them at conceptcrucible.com or the video versions at youtube.com/wootsuitriot.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, we'll see you later.
Yeah.
I'm Jim.
I'm Ryan.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Stay awesome, and let's get on those challenges.
The chicken has never been on the air wall.
I know, but it was supposed to have been an inside joke at one point.
Was it?
Yeah, we were talking originally about putting the rubber chicken as an inside joke. We've been podcasting for that long that we forget our inside jokes.
It's never been in a video, though.
But it was discussed as part of it.